This is KUT. The residents of Port Aransas are just beginning to get a firsthand look at what happened to their homes and businesses after Hurricane Harvey hit. KUT's Jimmy Moss is there with more on a storm cleanup that's just beginning.
The mayor of Port Aransas has issued a curfew. People are allowed to visit their properties sunup to 8 p.m. There is no power and no water. Optimistic estimates for their return are mid-September. Officials are telling residents that if they do return right now, they are on their own. No medical facilities, and the storm has caused a malfunction with the city sewer, creating a noticeable odor over half the city. James Pate has been living here most of his life. He has never seen this.
No matter what you've seen on TV or Facebook or any of that, if you haven't seen this town for yourself, it does no justice, because when you get here, you really see the damage, and it is devastating.
Everywhere you look, there are things out of place. RV parks tossed, fishing boats blown from their marinas into driveways. One larger boat, a drilling ship for offshore oil rigs, was blown from its shipyard mooring across the channel and has now beached itself on a jetty next to homes. And speaking of boats, the Texas Department of Transportation says ferry service between Aransas Pass and Port Aransas is closed until further notice, leaving just one way in and out of Port Aransas for the public. From Mustang Island, for KUT News, I'm Jimmy Moss.